This has been kind of an interesting couple of days recently with this whole coronavirus thing that's happening and just all the cancellations. It's confusing. All the pandemonium that we've seen in other states that are now starting to trickle its way into Michigan since we've heard of more and more of these cases happening. And it's just kind of like, oh my gosh, like what do we believe? Because there's so much misinformation and just, you know, fear mongering that's happening on social media and Facebook. So I thought about it and I said, you know, what is the best way to get informed? And one of the ways that I always say is talk to a doctor about it. Talk to somebody who's been monitoring this, knows what this stuff might be, health implications on it and stuff. So we decided it would be a good idea to ask somebody local here. So I asked Dr. Rachel Williams to come in and chat with us. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing swell. So this whole thing is like crazy. And I want to spend some time on this because I think since we've heard the last day that 10 more cases of coronavirus have popped up in the state of Michigan, it's starting to trickle its way up from the Detroit area closer and closer to
right.
Big Rapids,
yeah.
You know, Newaygo, Reed City. We just had a female who did, in fact, have international travel, they found, from Montcalm County that just popped up in Michigan. And since it's kind of moving up this way, it's kind of like this, well, what do we do now?
This
people are
fear
freaking
and
out.
Anticipation.
Right, right. So what is your, first off, let me ask, what is your take on this?
So first of all, we have to keep it in perspective.
Yeah.
We have to understand that most of our communities have survived and gone on with day-to-day living in other pandemics or mm-hmm. epidemics such as influenza.
Right.
And people still go about their day-to-day lives.
So right.
The first thing is don't panic. Don't get yourself all worked up every single day. Be afraid to leave your house. The second thing is pay attention to when the federal government or the state government or the health department puts out quarantines.
Mm-hmm.
They are precautionary.
Yeah.
We're not doing it because we have some secret information from healthcare providers. Everything is online at the cdc.gov,
mm-hmm.
Which is our Center for Disease Control. But they also are doing it to protect people until we have more information because mm-hmm. it's a developing situation. So we have to remind ourselves that it may be not be as bad as everybody thinks.
Right.
And that probably there are people already in our community who've been exposed. The first ones we're going to find are the people who've had international travel.
Mm-hmm.
They are the people who've traveled overseas. And then, just like any other virus, we're going to find it in other pockets of our community.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're finding in some of the research, and there was an article by Time magazine that had looked at people who were tested in South Korea. And what they found is that there are a lot of people who test positive who may not have symptoms.
Right. Yes, so, and I've heard about that. It's kind of concerning. Well, let me move on to this because this was something that somebody had posted that is a friend of mine that I was kind of like, wow, that's kind of interesting. What they said about this same virus is that since it's kind of a new thing, that it's moving through the communities the way that it has and globally as it works its way around, they're liking it to the same way the flu and the cold epidemics have traveled in past years. When it first was introduced, that it took about 2 years for it to get globally. And this mm-hmm. is moving much faster, which I think is the big concern here. It's moving at a cutthroat speed, if you will. But they're also, from what this person was saying, and this was coming from, I believe, an OSHA person,
mm-hmm.
was saying that eventually we will all end up getting it. That's how we end up getting an immune system built up to it.
That's a really good point.
I was like,
yeah.
So do you find some truth to that?
Yeah, because most of us have gotten the colds,
yeah, right.
Or the flu.
Or the flu.
Or whatever's going around in our community right now, and we do just fine. You
mm-hmm.
might have a couple days where you stay home, you use your Kleenex, you drink some tea,
right.
you take your ibuprofen, and you cough a little bit, and you're okay.
Right.
So we have to remind ourselves that this is very similar to other flu epidemics that we've all weathered. There are people who are higher risk, the very young, the elderly, people who have compromised immune systems, but they are the same people who would have a little more trouble with true influenza.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, most of us are probably going to get it at some point. Is it necessarily as bad as what people are making it out to
mm-hmm.
believe? I don't think so.
Yeah. We always see, and from what we hear, and it's not just the news media and stuff, we're also finding accounts from people that are coming from, Italy, that are talking about their situation. They're like, well, this is a terrible situation. It's a lot worse than is being reported. This is a pandemic that is just wreaking havoc on not only our communities, but also our economical situation. You know, the whole country's on lockdown. You guys need to know what this is like. These are the symptoms. This is how terrible it is and all that. And it's freaking people out, I think. So we hear and we focus and we attach ourselves to the worst case scenarios when it comes to this.
That's a really good point.
It's terrifying.
Fear kind of takes over. Right. But in Italy, we also have to remember they don't have the healthcare system that we as Americans have. Mm-hmm. Americans have one of the best healthcare systems, disaster response, health departments. We have some of the best in the world when it comes to this sort of thing. So Americans are in a unique position that our government's going to get information and they're going to spread that information in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we're going to protect ourselves, but just be mindful and be careful, not panicky.
Yeah.
Right?
You have two sides of the coin here. You have the people who are sitting there saying, oh, this is all just fear mongering. These extremes of canceling all sports, all the schools for three weeks and all this. You know. And then there's the other side of the coin that people are saying, well, this is a really good thing and we need to get ahead of this before it happens.
So it's preventative.
Right.
It's precautionary. Yeah. Until we have more information, they're going to say, what is the best way to keep people safe and stop them from sneezing and coughing on each other? One of them is just to not get together in large groups and sneeze and cough on each other, right? So if you are going out to the store or you're going out to do your daily life, in healthcare, what we tell ourselves, especially if you work the ER or you work in medicine, you don't touch your face with your hands after you've been in public. And if you do, you wash your hands for 20 seconds. Soap and water works. Mm-hmm. It removes viral particles. And so you just try not to contaminate yourself once you're out in public. Mm-hmm. You don't have to mask up. You don't have to glove up. There's no need to go steal all of this kind of stuff. Because that's also happening
yes,
in
I've
ERs.
Seen this,
yeah. Yes, or they're taking masks and things like that. Some of it is just basic precautions that you would use if anybody was sick. So
now, one thing that I've heard in the past that I've always kind of wondered about, maybe you can set the record straight on this. We're using, obviously, a lot of Purell type and
hand sanitizers.
Hand sanitizers and stuff. One thing that I was always wondering, is this just myth or is there some truth to this? If you're using it a whole lot, is it still having the same effect because, is it something that this virus can kind of say, oh, well, I'm going to just morph and move on?
Oh, you're
on
saying
from
is it going to become resistant?
Right.
No.
Is it going to become resistant to something, or is this always going to be something that helps like soap and water?
Your Purell will work.
Okay, good.
So basically, the alcohol will dry up the viral particles.
Okay.
So it's not a resistance sort of thing. It's a physical action of using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. So as soon as you put it on, that's why your hands feel dry after you use it, because it also dries up the viral particles and it kills them.
Okay. All right,
so that'll work.
And all these people who are talking about making their own hand sanitizers, what do you think about that?
Oh, I guess it would depend on the ingredients.
Yeah.
I just tell people, and this is what I do in my clinic, most of the time I just wash my hands.
Yeah.
Because it's actually easier on your skin and you're removing any viral particles or bacteria. So if you're washing your hands with soap and water, it does a great job.
Okay, so let's move on to the point of people saying, well, I'm not feeling very good. And I'm kind of scared about this. I don't know what to think. At what point do you think people should start seeking medical help?
So the biggest symptom with coronavirus that is different than other viruses is they have trouble breathing relatively quickly. And it's not just like, oh, my nose is a little stuffy. Usually people will run a high fever. Mm-hmm. They have a severe cough, kind of the barking, harsh cough.
Yeah.
And then that's where it could be flu or anything else. But then with the coronavirus, with the people who had more severe side effects, it's because they actually had difficulty breathing with it.
Right.
So meaning that their normal cough medicine wasn't working, or if they had underlying immune conditions, they just felt like they couldn't take a deep breath. That's when you go for medical attention.
Okay.
So normal cold symptoms, a little stuffy, a little achy, normal cold. If you start running high fevers, if your cough worsens and it gets pretty severe, or if you have trouble breathing, those are the top three symptoms of coronavirus.
So would you suggest calling their family practitioner first, or would you suggest maybe going straight into an ER situation?
So if you're having immediate trouble breathing, just like we tell you on the phone, call 911 or go to ER, right? But if you're just not sure and you're kind of like, where am I in this whole process, then go see your own doctor, because they can order something called a respiratory panel at the hospital. And people don't love this because it's a nasal swab, which is a little tickly and uncomfortable. That's what we really say when we know that it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
and then we send it out and we can test you for everything.
Yeah.
So the only people who are getting tested for coronavirus are the ones who test negative for all other viruses. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a 2 or 3 step process. Mm-hmm. And the first thing is to rule out the common things.
Yeah.
RSV, influenza, some of those cold viruses.
Gotcha. And speaking of RSV and stuff, because that's a big concern among people who have young children, especially infants and stuff. Our news guy, Steve, has a newborn. And his big concern is, I have 4-month-old. And it could be even like, we're talking toddlers.
Well, your babies. You want to protect
your babies. Yeah, we want to protect. And now that we have this whole thing of, oh, we're closing down school for 3 weeks, it's in some people inciting a little bit more fear and kind of freaking out about, okay, well, how serious is this now? How can we protect our families, our children at home from the spread of this?
I would just say stay home.
Yeah.
So if you have a big trip canceled or scheduled for spring break, I would probably cancel it and reschedule. Mm-hmm. You can always go another time. Mm-hmm. If you have a cruise ship planned, that the CDC is definitely telling us, bad idea, stay off cruise ships. Mm-hmm. If you just stay home and you're in your house living your day-to-day normal life, that's about the best you can do with anything. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't take my baby out to the grocery store or to large crowds, but would I go out and do my grocery shopping? Absolutely. Come home, wash my hands really well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So not as much fear and stuff that should be freaking out about, oh, my kids. Be cautious.
Be smart and protect them like you normally would. If it's cold outside, you're going to tell them to put their coat on, right? It's the same sort of thing. You're going to protect them the best you can without scaring your kids.
Right.
And closing schools is going to scare some kids. They're going to be very, very nervous. So they're going to need their parents to reassure them, hey, we're okay. We're doing everything we can. We're keeping ourselves home. We're going to stay clean. We're going to do the best that we can.
Right. So all in all, with this whole thing, everything that's going on, there's kind of an uncertainty of how long this is going to last. What are we doing here? Where are we at? Where do you see this going?
Within a couple of weeks, we're going to have a lot more information and there will be a lot less fear.
Right.
So America's doing its best to get its own, collect its own information. They're in the process of developing an antiviral drug that will work on this. Of course, the CDC is already looking at formulating a vaccine. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just going to be a couple weeks of information gathering and being cautious with getting large groups of people together. And so we're just going to follow the guidelines until the government has enough information to say, okay, take a deep breath.
Right.
I think we're headed towards a better idea of understanding what's actually happening.
Right. So just kind of just change your lifestyle a little bit is probably the best we can do for the next couple of weeks.
Just be cautious. And just like I said, we always just wash our hands and don't touch your face.
Right.
When you're out in public.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming on and kind of setting some records straight for us. And
anytime.
It's great to have you here. And thank you for setting the record straight a little bit. And maybe for some people, calming the nerves a little bit and doing what you do for us.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm going to post updates on my Facebook page.
And where can they find you with that?
Williams Family Medical.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And so I'll post stuff as soon as I get it from the CDC or the health department. I'll put little tips on there too.
Great. And you can find that link. I posted up that you were going to be on the show on our Facebook page.
Oh, thanks.
So if you were looking for that, we do have your Facebook link linked onto that. So just look for the picture of Dr. Rachel Williams up on our Facebook. I'll actually pin it to our top here so that you can see that.
Thanks very much.
Absolutely. We appreciate you coming out again and stay healthy. Stay safe.
That's right. Stay safe.
And thanks for keeping us all healthy around here and in Big Rapids and the surrounding areas.
Thanks. I'm going to head to work.
All right. Cool. Get to it.
All right.
We got more music on the way. Plus your weather I forecast. It's Mornings with Thatch. It's Y102.